This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now Charlotte's got a long, numb, fast break. Oh, ball! Tried to spice it up. And he missed the shot and a foul on ball.
He's coming out. J.B. James Borrego. No, we're not doing that. Look at this. A little showboating. It's all good if it goes. That's going to earn him a little bit of a seat. Terry Rozier comes back in.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Continuing here on a Thanksgiving edition of BetQL Daily, I'm Alex Gold, Aaron Hawksworth with you as always. Good to be filling in with you guys. Thanks for letting me hang out with you here for the 3 hours on BetQL. Of course, we'll get back into some football a little bit. We got that Dallas Cowboys game to take a look at coming up in just a little bit. The Cowboys taking on the Las Vegas Raiders. We're going to check in with Ari Temkin next hour as well. He hosts down there in Dallas and get his thoughts. The Cowboys team trying to bounce back from that loss to the Kansas City Chiefs. So far, just a little update for those of you that have been with us throughout the morning. And Aaron, I know you were very anxious to get an update. The smoker has been started now. So I smell like some apple wood right now. It's got a nice smell. It's fantastic already out there. The neighbors are going to be smelling it here pretty soon. And the next break or so, we're gonna put the turkey on the smoker and start that process. So we're starting to get the Thanksgiving festivities going.
So I'm Canadian, so I've never had a smoked turkey, I will admit. Is it good? Like, what? I don't know much about it.
So I've had, you know, turkey at a barbecue restaurant, but I have never had a true smoked turkey, and I certainly have never done it myself. But I got it. I got a smoker.
Okay, so this will be a first for you.
It is. I've done brisket, I've done ribs and things like that on it, but I've never done a whole turkey. So this whole thing was a process starting really 2 days ago, brining the turkey, getting it all set up. It's in the fridge. I actually need to take it out of the fridge probably in the next break. And we got the temp. We're getting it up to 325. That's the next process. That's where it's set at 325. During the break, I'll check to see if we're at temperature. It's kind of cold here in Kansas City. It'd been in the 60s, and now it's down to like 30 degrees.
Oh, so I thought you were going to say 60s was cold. I was like, get out of here with that.
No. Not in Kansas
cold.
City.
It's in the 60s. I'm like, come on. No. So is this a new hobby of yours? Was the smoker something you just purchased?
So if anybody's listening from Kansas City, of course, we have a bet station, the bet in Kansas City, 1660. If they listen to my local show that I do there for 610, they know, and on the show, I don't cook, Aaron. I don't cook at all. In fact, this is probably making them laugh because that's just not something that I typically do. But with the Traeger and everything, it makes things pretty easy. So I like the barbecue aspect of it.
So is that like a green egg? I don't know anything about this.
Similar. It's a pellet grill.
It's very similar. Okay.
So that's the process. If I lose connection during the show, hopefully nothing caught on fire or anything like that. But I think
Do you have a fire extinguisher handy? I know they highly recommend this on the news.
Yes.
I caught a full screen of the news. Yesterday, it was just like things, like it said, like bullets, you know, like fire extinguisher, and I was just laughing. Like,
you see that with people
so local news
that fry their turkey a lot, right? People mess up frying the turkey and have that. No, I live in an apartment, and the fire extinguisher, I think it's still hooked up. I think I know where it's at, which is a terrible thing for me to admit that I'm not 100% sure where it's at. But it's in here. All right. It's in the apartment somewhere. If needed,
you will run the halls until you find that thing.
Right. You pull the pin. I think you pull the pin on the fire extinguisher. That's not,
we don't even need to know that. Let's not manifest that. You're going to have this turkey. You're going to impress your family. And now this is going to be a new tradition where you provide the turkey because you've got it down. I feel like all you need is one shot. You seem like you've done a lot of research. You got a lot of tips.
I'm in good shape. I think. I do feel like I'm in good shape. And look, Thanksgiving, it is all about the food. It's all about football. But don't forget about basketball. There's some hardwood action today. NBA, college basketball. Of course, we talked on some college football as well. I mean, this is a great day for all of that. What's a couple plays there on the five stars for BetQL? I know there's a couple five-star plays today in college basketball.
There is VMI hosting Central Arkansas. I had to Google VMI. I guess it's in my neck of the woods.
Virginia Military Institute.
I was like, what is this?
What's the play?
Minus nine. VMI, baby. Yeah, five-star bet. So if you're interested in that. And then let's talk about a team that's ranked, Connecticut at Michigan State. BetQL, that's today at noon. BetQL loves Connecticut, -2.5. And then Dayton at Miami, Dayton +6. And this is a game that I think you were looking at, Alex. North Texas at Kansas. North Texas +14.5 is a three-star bet.
Yeah, this is part of the ESPN Events Invitational down there in the Orlando area. It's the first game for both these teams in this venue. And if we've followed Kansas, they're a top five ranked team. They had the win in the Champions Classic against Michigan State. And then it's been a couple lighter opponents, Tarleton State, Stony Brook the last couple of weeks. But what you've noticed, if you watched any of those games, if you kept an eye on first half spread, because that's where I'm going, is what I really like in college basketball today. First half, +8.5. North Texas. So Kansas, they've been covering, I believe they're 2-0-1 on the season overall. So a push in there against Tarleton State. But in the first half, they've been coming out slow. This is kind of a Bill Self, the head coach there at KU special. Typically, they're slow out of the gate. It takes them kind of reaming them at halftime. Then they end up covering in the second half. So I like Kansas -14.5 for the game here against North Texas. And right now, they've got Ochai Agbaji through the Jayhawks, who's playing like a National Player of the Year candidate, as good as anybody in basketball the first couple games of this season. But there's flow out of the gate. I expect that to continue like it has the first 2 weeks or so of the basketball season for Kansas. So I like North Texas to cover 8.5 in the first half, Kansas to cover for the game, and see that formula continue. This is something that has occurred for the last couple of years with Kansas in general under Bill Self. You got some young guys, some new guys working the rotation. It's also on Thanksgiving, a little early for them to get going and perhaps a slow start once again. So North Texas, give me the mean green, I guess it would be, +8.5.
All right, let's talk about Gonzaga for a little bit here, can we? I mean, they manhandled UCLA. They have been super impressive. I think Gonzaga is going to be better this year than they were last year. They've just looked unbelievable the way they spread the floor. You got Chet Holmgren. He's got a ton of potential.
He's going to be a pro here pretty quick.
But he needs to eat a little bit more. That guy is skinny. If I was his mom, I would be giving him all the sandwiches, but I'm sure his mom is doing that. He's just got a really incredible metabolism. But they've got a bunch of different shooters, Alex. They passed the ball. So you know what I did last night doing a little research for the show? I think this might be the time where you're still going to get some good value on it. I took Gonzaga to win the championship +320. It was 350, but I thought, you know what? If they blow out Duke, the odds are going to change. This might be the time to get Gonzaga to win the championship. This could be their year. I think there's just a pretty big gap between Gonzaga and the next best team. So I'm feeling like they're locked and loaded. They could win it all this year. I grabbed it. I'm going for it.
Look, Chet Holmgren's amazing. He's awesome to watch. He's going to be a lottery pick, if not the number one, probably the number one overall pick, I think, is pretty much a consensus by the time we get to the end of the season. My only issue with Gonzaga, and everything you said is true, and I'm with you, but we saw last year, like, they can be the most dominant team all season. They can be above everybody else. We all saw what they just did to UCLA the other night. And you're right, if they blow out Duke, that's another statement win for them. But last year, what they did in the regular season kind of proved to us, it's going to get you there, but ultimately, how much of a factor is it going to have in terms of the national championship bet? So, like, the value, I agree with you. If you're just looking for value, if you don't believe it's going to be any better, like, I'm with you. It's probably only going to get worse for you value-wise. My issue just is with Gonzaga, like, what they did against UCLA. How much is that actually going to matter? Because last year, I would have said the same deal. Like, oh, look what they've done. They're clearly above everybody else. And then we saw what happened at the end of the season.
Yeah, but that was last year. We're on to a new year. They've got Chet Holmgren. I feel
they
confident
do. He's
about
awesome.
It. Yeah, I think this could be their year, but I agree. I need to see more this to say that they're just going to be a good regular season team and see what they do in the tournament this year, but I'm feeling good about that bet.
Paul,
what's
what
up,
do
Paul?
You got here? You got some college hoops?
I got a quick one for you guys. Yeah. So Syracuse is basically a family AAU team now at this point with Buddy Boeheim and Jimmy Boeheim. And I went to Syracuse and, like, Jim should have left years ago. They had the successor in waiting, Mike Hopkins. He wouldn't leave. So look, they made a little bit of a run last year, but this is gross. They lost to VCU yesterday. I almost took VCU, but I was like, okay, it's VCU. I looked at them. I looked at their numbers. They are terrible. Like, god awful, like, can't score, like, every metric. VCU is awful. They won by like 12 against Syracuse. Buddy Boeheim and Jimmy Boeheim combined, like, let's see, we go Jimmy 5-for-13, not terrible. Buddy 2-for-10 from beyond the arc. It's gonna be let my kids play that sort of thing all season. They're 1.5-point favorites against Arizona State. Give me Arizona State +1.5 tonight, and then look at their upcoming schedule.
That's
Indiana.
My school. You're speaking my language.
There you go. Yeah, let's go, Sun Devils. I mean, I went to Syracuse, but I'll go with your school for this. Arizona
I think
State.
All our schools have been represented in this segment. We got Arizona State love. We've got Syracuse. I got my Kansas thoughts in. We got everything.
Good.
There we go. Yeah. They were all, hey, can we talk about 2003 real quick? No?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Nightmares. That shot getting blocked. Nightmares still. Thank you.
Keep work.
I did take Syracuse in the NCAA tournament when they won it, when Syracuse won it with Carmella. Yeah.
2004.
Why you guys
like
got to do this? Things were
I like
things
the direction the segment was going.
I was having fun, and then you got to bring this up. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Yeah.
It was only time I've won the whole thing, so I had to brag about it a little bit.
They did find a way to do that. No, I love it. We got a nice slate of college basketball today as well, and also tomorrow. There's some pretty big-time college basketball matchups. All these holiday tournaments are a lot of fun to go, although I still miss out on Maui Invitational being in Vegas instead of Maui. I'm used to having those cut shots coming in from break right of the beach, and we just didn't get that this year. But coming up next here on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, we'll go through all our picks and plays for the Raiders and Cowboys here on BetQL.